Hi, I'm Ed Bajarski. I'm a master gardener,
and this is Garden Talk on Juneau Afternoon.
The weather, a prime topic always, but I'm always looking at it. I'm always listening for it, uncovering and covering plants which are started, young, new stuff. Hope Mother Nature doesn't surprise us with 4 inches of snow on the 1st of May. I have a little weather station out in my yard that measures the wind and the temperature and the humidity. There's a rain gauge on it. And of course, look out the window. I look at the weather forecast on my phone. From the third floor of my house, I can see the mountains to the west of Hoonah. So that gives me a two-hour forecast that's fairly safe. Beyond that, we hope for the best. You know, we want sunshine. We want to warm things up as much as we can. I know folks don't like to use plastic if we can, but anything we can do to warm the soil is going to be beneficial. Drainage, so the soil isn't so wet all the time. That, you know, that cold rain cools the soil. With greenhouses, you're monitoring ventilation and choosing the right varieties that will. From past years, we know some of these, we got to have early varieties to take advantage of our weather window that we have. The last frost date is kind of sort of published in the upper end of the Menhall Valley. That's kind of May 15th, May 20th. Out where I live, out the road, I've had last frost dates April 15th. So I can plant a bit earlier than folks in the upper end of the Menhall Valley. You know, I got temperature and moisture sensors, 5 of them on each hand, although a couple are a little shorter than others. You know, poke your finger in the soil to see what does it feel like, or if you've got a hanging basket or a container on your deck, you know, to check to see how moist are they. Do they need watering? I hope to have to water some more this summer, maybe. You know, there's fair weather gardeners who aren't going to be out there if it's raining. I wouldn't get much done if I wasn't out there when it was raining. You know, we've got rain gear, we got boots. Sometimes we have to be out there when, and rain, you know, planting, especially like transplanting and putting in new plants, young plants on a cloudy day is better. It may not be as comfortable as on a sunny day, but it's better for the plants. So in my calendar book, I've got these going back into the 80s from Petersburg. And see, I keep track of the rainfall, you know, per month or snowfall, too. I can't imagine that we aren't going to get a few more frosts. So I'll keep track of that. When I'm planting or starting, when I'm seeing interesting things happening, first harvest of such and such variety. In the back, I usually have maps. I've got 40 or 50 garden beds at home and boxes. So that gives me a little more planning potential for when we can be thinking about eating this stuff. Or, gee, it grows so fast, maybe I can start a second crop, a third crop, which I do with, particularly with the lettuces. Keeping track of year to year of the rotation of my garden beds. That's very useful to me. I am somewhat of a Luddite. I'll admit it. I like paper. Sometimes when I make my notes, when I'm out in the garden, I've got a little notebook to keep track of that. And then I've got to remember, of course, to transfer that into my garden book. First hummingbird, that's a hot item. Or the first bumblebee. First robin, first mosquito. Keep track of as much as you can with whatever skill levels you have. I just got a new phone. I'm sure I could keep track of all sorts of stuff, but I don't know that's going to happen. Garden Talk is produced by KTOO's Shelley Delaney. I'm your host, Ed Bajarski. If you have questions, please send them to me at edbajarski@hotmail.com. You can also find us on the web at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's always gardening season in Juneau, at least in my neighborhood. Spring is coming.